want to ask you about the tight ends. Obviously, been quite a change this year. Last year, you had two of the best receiving tight ends in football. Now you have two solid blocking tight ends in football. How much of a challenge was that for you and the offense to make that transition where the tight end wasn't as much part of the receiving game? And also, can you comment on Uman and Mulligan's contributions to the team?
Well, I think, you know, we go in each year trying to make sure that starting in the spring and then carrying through training camp, that we do enough things and our system is broad enough that if we have to, change, a certain part of what we do or kind of morph styles from one week to the next or from one month to the next or whatever it may be because of injury or because that's what we choose to do against the opponent, we try to put that in place and train our players to think that way and put enough things in our offense and have a broad enough package to choose from that where, you know, if those things come up that it's not like the first time we've discussed it. Mike and Matt have been a very big part of what we're doing. And I know that they may not have the production in terms of catches in the passing game, but certainly doesn't diminish their role that they play for us in the pass game. They definitely, do a nice job in protection. We ask a lot of them in that regard. They also do some different things in the passing game where, if people don't cover them, we've thrown them the ball plenty this year. And, certainly they know their assignments. They've done a nice job of being in the right place at the right time and have been dependable for us in those situations when they've come up. So, I think their overall toughness, their attitude, their availability to us, on a week-in and week-out basis, their toughness and effort that they give us, in the running game, the pass game, on the goal line, in special teams, those different things, all those contributions add up and make us a better football team. So, really happy to have those guys here. And I think the transformation or the usage of that position, I think it's just we just base it on what we feel like we need to do to try to win the game with the guys that we have.
Good afternoon, Josh. I had a question that's a little more big picture in nature, and I'm curious from your experience coming into the league as an assistant under Bill Belichick, from your experience in watching how the teams are built here, whether it was Scott and personnel or Nick and personnel, and what Bill sort of wants in how a team is built, from your viewpoint, what do you think are sort of like the key things that he's looking for in terms of building a team that can compete year in and year out?
Well, I don't want to answer that question for Bill. I mean, I certainly think he would do a good job of answering it. I think the big things offensively for us in terms of what we kind of value, we definitely want our guys to be smart, tough, versatile, team-first guys that we can depend on and that are accountable to do the things that we ask them to do on a daily basis. And I think largely, probably comparable to what you're referring to relative to Bill. But again, I think that, you're looking for guys that can come in and do the jobs you're asking them to do on offense. And that's what we try to help with, whatever process we play in the scouting department and those kind of things. That's the things that we feel like suit our system pretty well and gives us the flexibility to do some of the things that we desire as the season goes on. So, it's been a pretty consistent thing for us, and it's been something that sometimes the players have changed, but I think the underlying theme of what we're looking for, and especially speaking to the offensive side of the ball, I think that's really been a consistent thing, and it's allowed us to continue to grow as an offense.
The reason I asked, Josh, was just because you've had a chance to sort of to lead your own team. I was curious also from like a depth perspective, just sort of what your thoughts are on the importance of just having the depth and being able to, you know, get some young players maybe, you know, coached up, because a player isn't going to be the same as when you get him in April as when you might need him in, you know, September, November, December. Just your thoughts on the importance of that aspect of it, the depth and being able to work with that those players and get them up to speed.
Well, always, you know, I mean, you certainly want to have as much depth and as capable of depth as you can at every position on the team. I think part of creating the depth that you're looking for is development, and that, I mean, that's what our jobs are as coaches. You know, we make selections or we sign players or whatever they choose to do to bring the player onto our team, and then once they're here, it's our job from the first minute that we have an opportunity to spend with them in April or May or whenever that may be, until the very last meeting or practice of the season, to spend our time not only in trying to get them familiar with maybe an opponent that we're getting ready to play, but also to still continue to focus on the skills that we need them to improve on to become better players themselves. And I think the younger players really, you know, they need all the instruction they can get. They need all the repetitions they can get. And certainly, you know, the more veteran guy you have, maybe the less reps or what have you that he may need because he's gone through so much of it before. But, you know, even though we're going to get ready to play another playoff game this week, there's still going to be a decent portion of our practice time and meeting time spent on trying to assist in the development of the younger players on the team. Because we know even though a guy may be second or third team or practice squad or what have you, eventually, you know, we'd like for that player to be able to help us on a roster and play in games and do a nice job for us. So I think that process is ongoing, and I think the development of those young players can't be understated in terms of creating the type of depth that you're looking for.
Obviously, since we last spoke with you, word came out you withdrew your name from the Cleveland Browns head coaching job vacancy. Just wondering if you could give us any insight into why that was the case and if this means that you'll be returning to New England next fall.
Well, definitely be here. And it just I think all it means is that, you know, made a decision to, you know, that this is the right time for me to be here. And I'm really happy here. I've said that numerous times, and there's not really much else to it. I don't think it's, you know, it's a process you go through sometimes, and you ultimately have to make choices based on what's best for you and your family, and that's what I try to do.
Just, you know, in looking at the offensive depth chart, you know, you've got, I want to say about six years, 12 to 13 main contributors were guys that were not drafted in the league, you know, from Devlin, Amendola, Connolly, Wendell, you know, so really guys that are making huge contributions that weren't drafted. You know, having been in other organizations, you know, one, do you think that there is something special about the way this organization evaluates talent and the way that they kind of open the doors to guys that might come from different paths? And is there a common thread that you might see in guys that come into the league undrafted and how, you know, specifically the guys on this team?
Well, I think Bill has always done a great job of making sure that everything we do, I don't care whether it's coaching, scouting, game preparation, you know, analysis of ourselves, whatever it may be, that we're very thorough. And I think that, you know, the draft process and the, you know, when you're preparing for that all spring long, you know, you don't know when players are going to get selected, you know, necessarily, and you're not necessarily sure who gets selected where and which teams feel good about this player. And it doesn't really matter, I don't think, to us. We're just looking for an honest, thorough evaluation of each player that we can come across. And again, I think Bill has set that into motion. Nick does a great job. You know, he and Bill give us, you know, kind of our blueprint each year, and in terms of what we may be able to help with as coaches, which, you know, is certainly not nearly as much as the scouting department. But, you know, I just think it's a process where we're looking for guys that can come in here with the traits that we think are important, regardless of what they have done or what their status may be to someone else. We're just looking for guys that can come in here and try to compete in our system for our team and help make us better. And I think that anytime you're talking about a player, you know, that comes in undrafted, certainly I'm sure there's a lot of motivation on his part. And I think the same traits that make a player that was drafted in the first or second round a good player can make a player that wasn't drafted a good player. You know, he's got to have a great work ethic. He's got to be intelligent and tough and committed and disciplined and team-oriented. And as long as you have those things and you're willing to work at it, then, you know, once you're here, it really doesn't matter to any of us, you know, what round you were selected, how you were acquired. We're just trying to play the best players. And I think everybody knows that here. It's fair competition. Everybody gets an opportunity. And I think the guys really enjoy that. It continues to keep things fresh and make players compete throughout the course of the year. And, you know, and so we've so happened to get contributions from those players. But I tell you this, I don't look at any of those guys that way. I just look at them as Patriots, that they come to work just like everybody else, and they've done a great job for us this year, and we're happy to have them on our team.
Josh, can you shed some insight on the most striking components of Julian Edelman's development this year? I mean, how has he improved?
Well, Julian, you know, Julian's always had, you know, great ability. He's a guy that's had speed and can do a lot of different things and versatility. And certainly, you know, I wasn't here when we first got him the first few years that he was here, and have had an opportunity to really get to know him the last couple of years. And, you know, his opportunities have certainly increased, and he's a guy that embraces whatever role you give him each week. He's capable of playing on the perimeter of the offense, and he has for us, and he's also unselfish and will do whatever we ask of him in any role, whether that's to be a clear out guy, block the secondary in the running game, whatever it may be. And he's always had a great attitude towards his work and his preparation. I just see a guy that's driven to be a good player, that, you know, he's always tried to be the best he could be. He's certainly had opportunities presented to him this year that he's taken advantage of. And I think he's really led our receiving group with a tremendous amount of toughness, consistency. He practices hard. He prepares hard. He's on top of his game plan. He understands the defenses that we play and the players he's going to compete against. And I think he's just, you know, he's really made himself into a very well-rounded player that certainly has had a very productive year for us.